town you never heard of.
Hey everybody, welcome to the Common Folk Podcast with Ben, Morgan, and Andy.
Welcome back to Common Folk.
Oh, podcast for the people, by the people.
Are you still coughing?
I'm coughing a little bit. Got a little bit of congestion, but it's getting better.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
It must be going around. My co-host for the sports betting show, he couldn't go yesterday.
Oh.
Yeah. So.
Not feeling good?
No, he's not. So we had to call up old Jabron, the parlay pounder. He's going to give us a load. It's exciting times right now.
Is it?
For people like Jabron out there, because UFC is not pay-per-view anymore.
Really? Where is it?
It's on Paramount Plus. You know, the streaming wars.
Yeah,
I want
yeah.
the content. I'll pay for this content. You know, Dana White, the commissioner, worked out a deal with Paramount, and now all the fights are on there, and they're not pay-per-view. So you do got to buy the monthly subscription to that streaming service.
Right, right.
But I feel like, do we have that? I thought that was with Amazon. No.
You can watch it
you can
through the Amazon app, but you do have to pay extra for it.
Oh, exactly. I gotcha. Okay.
So, yeah, they and they're starting it off with a bang. Last weekend was the first, quote-unquote, pay-per-view that was free, and then they're following it up with another banger of a card this week. So they're doing back-to-back, like, pay-per-view events for, quote-unquote, free.
Yeah.
So it's pretty cool. So, yeah, well, Jabron has plenty of parlays and fun stuff to put together for these guys trying to box each other's ears in.
Nice.
Yeah, sounds fun.
Well, it's snowing here. Like,
little bit of
would
snow
you call
today?
That? I mean, that's snow, but it's like misting snow. Is that a
before the sun came up, the flakes barely? Were bigger and kind of fluffier. But I think we gotta love it, right?
It's
any moisture
weak.
Coming out of the sky,
true.
We love right
well,
now.
Well, yeah, it's a little dry here,
and it's pretty. I don't know. I don't want to sound like you know. Wiener or whatever, but yeah.
I just wish that it was
it's
like
so pretty.
It is pretty.
It's so pretty.
I just wish that it would be like it would come down and it would cancel everything.
Oh my gosh!
And then
you sound like our son.
And then I don't actually have to worry about anything. Like I wish it was like the mentality of when I was a kid in school.
Yeah,
you know, like all right, it gets canceled. That means I literally have nothing to do today and nothing to worry about.
Yeah,
and it can all. Everything will be back tomorrow, but you can't do that anymore.
You really can't, because and you're so accessible too. You know what I mean?
Right,
like
right.
It's like no, you're not going to get a day off here. Yeah, you could be able to just kind of bundle up, and your focus would go towards well, what kind of stew am I going to make today?
Right,
you know,
right,
now,
right.
I can,
yeah.
I can get a you know an old crappy steak that would never cook, but I can chop it up. And, you could kind of focus on that.
Just like completely guilt-free day. Like,
oh
just
my gosh!
Do anything you want.
Yeah,
and not have to worry about the fact that like you're pushing other things off, and
love
like
that.
This has to be done. And
I
literally woke Joel up this morning. Well, his alarm went off. He doesn't listen to the alarm, so I'm like the second alarm.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, hey, I need you to get up a little bit early. Because you're going to have to, there's snow. He's like, is there no school? I'm like, no, because I want you to get to school safely. That means you're driving. Like, you have to leave sooner. So he's totally thinking like you, Ben.
Yeah.
Like,
and man, you're such a mom there.
And
you're
he
just,
jumps
you're just bringing
up.
Bad news and more bad news.
Yeah, what
jumps
the heck?
Up and goes and looks at it. He's like, oh,
that's not
like, it's not enough.
That's not a real snow. So, yeah, instead of saying, yeah, it's a snow day. You get to sleep
in. But I wouldn't have woke him up if it was a snow day. That would have been dumb.
You're like, no, you got to take off earlier.
It's like, I need you to leave earlier. And then what did I say? I said, I need you to... have like more space between you and the other car. I use some term and he goes, what? And I'm like, that means you got to use your brakes sooner and don't go so freaking fast.
Yeah. Keep your distance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're 15. Mm-hmm. Don't act like you know how to drive.
Right.
He kind of looked at me like,
yeah.
You know, 15 year olds know it all.
Going off about something else again.
Telling me how to drive. I know how to drive. Talking about a guilt-free day and you'd be able to kind of, you know, have some time to yourself. That was one of my favorite things, and I mentioned it before, but back in the early 2000s when cell phones were still new and not everybody had to have one, and if you did have one, you didn't have it on at all times.
Yeah.
When I would drive home from school, and I'd get about an hour, hour and a half outside of my hometown, all cell phones were dead. Mm-hmm. So I knew that I had the next 2 days without that damn thing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It was just off. I was inaccessible. I'm home. Forget about it. It was a good feeling. It was a really good feeling. And it was just kind of nice. You know, it was like, this is my time off. I get to go home and I don't even have to worry about turning on the cell phone because it doesn't work out here.
Yeah.
You know,
you're just held to like a different expectation now because it's like, you know, like you said back then, it's like, well, Andy can't get to his phone. It doesn't work. Mm-hmm. Where now it's like, that son of a bitch isn't answering his phone. He's ignoring me.
Yeah.
Like, what's he doing?
Right.
Why isn't this important?
And you're so accessible. Like, no, there's so many different ways to get to you.
I literally had texted a friend last night, and she's really quick to get back. And I had actually called her because I was in the car, still didn't hear anything. And then this morning I was like, God, I wonder if she's okay. I mean, that's ridiculous.
Yeah. She hasn't answered me in over 6 hours.
I mean, I wasn't mad, but I actually thought, I wonder if she's okay.
Yeah.
So dumb. We are too accessible.
Freaking phones.
Yeah. What do you got for us today?
I wanted us to talk a little bit about the whole ice thing.
Ice, baby.
Minnesota thing and what's going on with that. We've touched on a little bit of this in the past. And what we do is we've all heard a lot of things on the news. We've heard both sides. We've heard the extremes. We've heard all the craziness. And it goes back to one of the reasons we started this podcast is because of that exact stuff.
Mm.
And let's talk from the perspective of the regular, everyday person, what we see going on and what our opinion is on it. And most likely, stats show that at least 80% of the people who are listening to us are going to agree with us. And they're going to be like,
finally,
somebody. When I say stats, I just mean in general.
Oh,
like
I was like, 80, wow, Andy's pulling
the,
some.
We're the silent majority.
Yeah, 80% of the people out there don't believe this crap that we're seeing on TV.
Right.
So
I thought Andy did a poll or something.
No, I wanted to talk about that. One of the things that I wanted to bring up was if you go back a few episodes,
here we go.
We got to talking about Trump sending federal agencies
into Chicago.
Cities.
Yeah.
And at the time we were talking about the National Guard being deployed and, the use of these military organizations and then just federal agencies in general and sending them into cities and just taking over.
Yeah. Yep.
And at the time, we were talking about some of the ones that were going on. We're like, well, you know, they probably need that, you know, and this is going on and that's going on. And as I said, I was like, this is a slippery slope.
Sure.
And this almost feels like a bridge too far. Like, something is going to come of this.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm not saying that. I mean, it's not like I predicted it or anything. Like, it was inevitable. Mm-hmm. And here we are. We're seeing what's going on in Minnesota, all the federal agents being sent in, the show of force, the fight between the federal agents and the local agencies, the mayor, the police chief, you know, all of that going on. And then it all boils to a point where, it boils over and someone dies. And then there's a big debate about what the hell went on.
Yeah.
And, you know, and you go back and you look at all of it and you can see it's predictable.
Yeah, it's pretty sad. You know, I don't want to come across as cold or not giving a darn.
Because
we got to take that serious. A loss of life. None of this is worth a loss of a life in my mind. But gee whiz, it does seem to... Oh, there's an acronym out there, you know, when they put words together, you know, like LOL, laugh out loud.
Yeah.
I think the one that I see a lot that I tend to, I think it was just the way I was raised and, you know, the type of upbringing I was, raised with. But F-O-L-L, F-A-F-O. F-A-F-O.
We've got some t-shirts and some hats that have that on it.
Yeah.
So
but
like,
they stand for farm around and find out.
Uh-huh. Okay.
That's what ours stand for.
I wish that's what this what Wait, I was
what,
thinking
what
of.
Is, what does yours mean, Andy? I'm kidding.
Yeah. So I just, you know, a lot of these instances, a lot of these things could be so avoidable, mm-hmm. easily avoidable, yeah. but people are effing around and they're finding out.
Yeah.
And they're paying with their lives.
Mm-hmm.
And I am totally for protests. I'm not big on authority. I freaking hate it. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I hate being told what to do it, when I can do it. I think I should be able to smoke a cigarette wherever I want. And I don't even smoke.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
That's how crazy I am about not wanting to be told what to do,
right.
when to do it, you know. But a lot of this information that's coming out, it appears to me that there's a lot of stupidity behind mm-hmm. it at the front lines.
Yeah.
Now, behind those front lines, I think it's really obvious that it's organized.
Yeah.
I think it's the word that you've used before is a psyop. I think there's mm-hmm. some of that in there. This last couple of cases where people have lost their lives, like a stop was being made and people were there within like 20 minutes to quote unquote protest. And since when is a protest charging at officers, getting right. in the way, putting your arm in between the officer or the agent and the person they're trying to detain? And oh, by the way, this goes back to stupidity. What do you know about that person that they're trying to detain? I saw one video where the guy's like, this is a rapist who's also up on murder charges, and you're trying to free him. You're mm-hmm. trying to stop us from detaining this guy.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, what group or organization, or is that will that come out in time, that's, like, sending these protesters? Do we know?
It's pretty insidious, isn't it? I mean, I feel like a lot of folks are actually fighting against the very thing that they should cherish the most, and that is their community, that is our country, that is our way of life. You're all mad about fraud, mm-hmm. and you're mad about this has been going on for a while now with certain groups of people up in Minnesota and Minneapolis, and I can speak that because I had family living there for a long time when a lot of this stuff was going down. You're all mad about these heinous crimes that these people that are being brought in are doing.
Mm-hmm.
You don't like the fraud. But then you're going to protest and protect these people, even the heinous, you know, crimes
right.
and criminals. And that's where I think the majority are not.
Yeah,
I think this is kind of a front, like I said, a psyop, some type of a... where it appears to me where it's being organized and being fed to you. Here's a great example. This is a very easy, very public example now. The last guy that got shot, well, could be the last guy. I don't know when this will come out, right? Because,
right.
But Petty?
Yeah, something like that. Alex Preddy.
Preddy. So his picture that they've been posting all over MSN, it used to be MSNBC and MSN Now, where he's a nurse and he's a caring nurse.
Right.
They doctored up that picture.
I saw that. They
really?
Made him look tanner. They made him look cuter.
They made his nose smaller.
Yes.
They gave him
you're
a
saying,
tan.
And they
you're,
said
you're
it
saying
was,
that the news agency did this?
Yes, yes. They said it was to pull at the heartstrings of women.
Make him
more attractive and lovable. Yeah. And your heart will go out to
this
him.
This wasn't like a picture that was fed to them that they just displayed.
No,
this was something that they literally took and edited on their
that.
Own
mm-hmm.
to manipulate
and get
their
bet.
Audience.
And they admitted to get more sympathy.
Yeah.
So they're not even trying to hide it or lie.
Yeah, they literally said it.
And then what does that say? Ugly people don't matter as much?
Yeah, exactly.
We don't sympathize for ugly people?
Oh my
Frick
God.
You.
I mean, he's a white dude that like... It looked fine. Like,
so
he looked... I mean, I don't get it. Why didn't we have to doctor it?
Why are they lying about that?
Yeah.
Just think about that right on its surface. Why are you already making this guy into something that he's not?
Right. Why do you have to? Is
why
the question.
Do you have
yes.
to?
Yeah.
Oh, a whole nother layer.
And not only that, how about the fact that they're willing to just admit that this is exactly what we did.
Well, not they wouldn't have if they didn't get called out on it.
Well, I don't know, because in the past, there would have been, there has been a lot of dancing around things like that. But that, this is my point of what I'm talking about right here, is that this is what we've gotten to, is where the people that are doing these kinds of things are doing it right in front of our face, knowing we know what they're doing. Not only knowing, but then admitting it. And then also understanding that nothing is going to change. It doesn't matter. That nothing's going to come of it. That they're not going to get punished, or no one's going to hold them accountable.
Not even trying to hide it now.
And again, and us as the American citizens look at it and are like, oh my God, I can't believe they did that. Moving on. You know, what do you do?
When I was going back to protecting, you know, your way of life and our way of life and what we've built, if you want to destabilize that, these are all the things that go into it.
Yeah.
You you make people lose faith in your institutions, your big ones, like Homeland Security. You know?
Well, it feels like, it almost feels like what's going on is that, like, there's this picture being painted that nothing is real.
That too. Like,
you know what I mean? Like you can't, there's nothing you can trust. You can't trust the shit that's being shown on the news, because they're literally telling you, they're like, hey, here's what you're here's what we're showing you, but you can't trust us because we're lying to you. Like, they're telling you that.
Well, how did they phrase that? It justifies the means, because they're trying to drum up sympathy, and that's what this guy in this situation needs.
Who in their right mind goes, yeah, you're right. That's a good thing. I'm glad you did that.
Yeah.
You know,
I'm glad you made him cuter.
Yeah. You made his nose smaller. Yeah. That's not racism, by the way.
I mean,
that's fine.
He does look better that he's tan compared to being super pale.
Gave him broader shoulders.
You can't trust the shit that's being shown to you right in front of your face on TV, and they're telling you that you can't trust it. You can't trust AI, which is the biggest thing that's going on right now.
Yeah.
Because there's all these fakes going on with that.
Sure.
It's more one thing after another. I feel like we're being led to believe that nothing's real and you can't trust any of it. Yeah. And then eventually something's going to come out where it's like, oh, there's the one thing we can trust. There's who we need to follow. There's where the savior is.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, there's your orange man.
Yeah.
Know? And you want to believe it. You want to believe it so bad.
That's wild. But I mean,
another instance that you were saying, was it this man that we're talking about? Hell, you had said you'd seen a video, you know, days later, where the story actually added up, and it was a full 11-minute video outside of what the news was posting, and it being just, you know, a tiny clip, again, to pull at you, to make you believe.
Yeah.
One side did something wrong.
You know, and a lot of the initial news and reports that came out that our news groups were, like, commenting on were generated from the BBC.
Oh, really?
So what's that?
Man, I
I was looking at a poll that the BBC took of Americans. Like, what? I'll poll myself.
Yeah,
you know, I don't need your poll.
Yeah, but to that point, I listened to our local talk radio station a lot of times when I'm driving, and they have a segment on there where it's BBC at, like, certain times in the evenings.
Okay.
I'll tell you what, man, like, that is the most clear bit of news that I listen to on that station all day.
Yeah.
Because the stuff that I'm listening to that is, like, the reporters in New York and, you know, whatever, they all have some kind of slant.
Okay.
Where the BBC one feels more like it's just foreigners watching what we're doing from the outside and just being like, well, the Americans did this today, and the American president said this, and the American people reacted like this, and, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, they're, like, just spitting facts, you think.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
It's more clear.
Yeah, it's, like, better news,
Yeah. Yeah, and maybe that's why we feel better listening to the BBC, or why our news has now degenerated to a point where, well, if we want to get this right, we got to quote the BBC.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, because we can't send reporters, trustworthy reporters ourselves.
Yeah.
Or they're just not even trying. I think that goes back to, like, the picture. Like, they're not even trying.
So for those that don't know, and that would kind of be me in this category, do we know how long ICE is going to be here? Is that something that's been, like, information that we've been given by Trump? Like, is there a date set we're pulling out, or is it just kind of seeing how things manifest?
That I do not know.
Okay. I just didn't know.
I found a fun little stat here. You're talking about, you know, this isn't on news. This is a guy from Britain on X.
Okay.
And it's titled Deportations versus Protest. During the Clinton run of his presidency, there was 12.5 million deportations of illegal immigrants, zero protest. During Bush's time, there was 10 million deportations of illegals, zero protest. Obama had 5.2 million deportations, zero protest.
Well, because they were...
Biden, 7 million, zero. Zero protest, zero stands, zero fighting ICE, fighting DHS, Department of Homeland Security. Trump is up to 1.2 million deportations, and he's had thousands upon thousands of protests in his year and a half at this. So, like, there you go. These are just stupid raw stats.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, what is that telling you? Like, what is going... So that right there is telling me
something,
that...
Something ain't right.
Something's being manufactured.
Yeah.
We're being lied to. We're being... Yeah. Just like that picture. That picture is just a perfect little snapshot of what is going on.
But didn't somebody say, like, during, again, it was like the Obama era, he was like having people in cages, right? Yeah. Like that, like...
Well, yeah, I don't know.
Well, right? So were they actually getting deported? So, I mean, his numbers could, I've heard, you know, are manufactured anyways.
I was listening to, again, another story on talk radio yesterday, and they were specifically interviewing folks in Minnesota, and one of the guys that they had on was a priest, and he was a Hispanic guy. So his congregation is mostly Hispanic, so he was talking about his congregation and how it's affecting him, and he was saying that 80% of his congregation, how did he say it? He said that it was like 40 to 50% of his congregation is documented. Okay, the rest of them aren't. All right, okay. So you got that to begin with. And then he said 80% of his congregation is not coming to church right now. So the point he was trying to make was that even the documented people are afraid to come out of their houses.
Wow.
So that's a problem. But one of the things that he said was he specifically talked about Obama and what you just said there. And he said that Obama is known in his community as the deporter in chief.
Yeah.
He was like, that's not what we call Trump, but that's what we called Obama.
Yeah.
And I literally just typed it in Google, deporter in chief, and AI says, is a title bestowed upon Barack Obama by immigrant rights advocates.
Yeah.
How can that be?
So it's literally right there.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just not really what's being presented to us, like you said.
Mm-hmm. That doesn't go along with the narrative that somebody's trying to get out there.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and I feel like all that stuff is destabilizing our way of life, our great country.
Yeah.
But I would...
And it's all a head game, because it's not, because... Literally, nothing has changed. I mean, as a matter of fact, it's not as bad as it was when you look at just those numbers. So it's actually better.
It is better.
Yet we all think it's worse.
Way worse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And everything's spiraling.
Yeah. But I would think he wouldn't want that title.
We think it's worse when the really bad guys are getting caught and getting deported.
Mm-hmm.
And we think it's worse. No, it's actually better than it was 2 years ago, three years ago.
Yeah. I wouldn't think Obama would want that title.
He doesn't.
He doesn't want it. He's just given it.
I know, but like, it's out there. Then why wouldn't they just want to give that to somebody else? Like, give it to Trump.
That also like kind of reminds me of, you know, how it's exactly opposite of what you're being told is what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
It just kind of reminds me of how we get into guns and ammo. Mm-hmm. We like that stuff, you know. And I was talking with a gun shop owner, a big one here in town, And he's like, oh, and I think it was the Barack Obama days. He goes, yeah. Oh, I just love it with Barack being in office. We are selling so many guns. We're selling so much ammo.
Yeah.
The way he drums up scarcity and making people think he's taking away our guns. That's a bet. When we had Georgie Bush at president, we couldn't sell a gun because everyone felt safe and secure and knew that we weren't going to take away our guns. Those were our worst 8 years is when Bush was in office. Yeah. And these are going to be our best 8 years. I'm like, this is fucking crazy.
Yeah, it is.
That is like opposite.
Yeah, it's like, bizarro world. So it's like these two sides, this red and blue, they like need each other.
Yeah.
You know? So it's almost like, I bet Trump and those people are just loving the fact that they're being painted as these hard-nosed rulers and, you know, fist in the air and get rid of these people. You know, like they need that.
Yeah.
Right? And Barack, he can't stand Deporter in Chief. We got to squash that. I can't believe your AI let you read that, Ben.
I know. But that's what I just would think. It would just be rightfully handed over to somebody like scratched out Barack Obama's name and put Trump on it.
See, here's the tough thing. If you're going to bring in all these people or allow these people to be here illegally, legally, whatever, you can't then just erase them. No, they still get to post stuff on the internet. You know, so like,
you know, it's,
you got to lay in your bed, you make.
You know what's also weird is if you think back on most recently the Biden days and then like what Trump was saying about Biden and so on and so forth, about all of the immigrants that the left was bringing into the country, right? Because that was a big sticking point was they're just letting all these illegals in because they want them to vote for them and so on and so forth, which maybe that was happening. Maybe that is still happening. I don't know. But what we do know, based on what we just read, is that whether they were letting a bunch of people in or not, they were ejecting a lot of people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So where's the math on that? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The math doesn't math.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It just goes back to, it's like nothing is as it seems. Like you got to dig in and you got to find out for yourself.
But here's an example. So I don't think it would matter so my grandpa's 94 years old and he doesn't do a lot, right?
Is he documented?
He is.
Okay.
He watches news a lot. I can't even tell you what side, but we had a family member call him and was talking to him. And he is just so jaded. He is just so hell-bent on what the news is feeding him.
Yeah.
And it was just eye-opening to a lot of us that like, wow, okay, if you actually just go off of the media, and he does read the newspaper, are going to only be fed one side.
Yes.
So there are people that are not getting and digging into your point, Ben, and want the easy... And it was surprising to us because we always thought he was pretty, you know, conservative man. And now he's just hating on the old Trump, you know? Yeah. That's what's been fed to him.
Yeah.
And it might not be hard to sway somebody.
I think there's a lot of guys like that where, okay, now we're 67, whatever, we're retired. So we're not focused on taking the kids to their ball games. We're not focused on our job, our work.
Conversations
now
with others.
Now I have time to catch the morning news. Oh, I should be scared about that. I can catch the afternoon news. Oh, my God, they did it again. And then I can catch the evening news just like I thought they did it. Yep.
And your brain just starts going.
Yeah.
And eventually your brainwashed is very a heavy word. Well, no, but, you know, you're getting
it does.
Fed the info.
Yeah. And that too, I think, is part of the psyop.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
I don't know.
It's you like think? A, yeah,
yeah. I used to love this guy, and that show we had on Comedy Central, The Man Show.
I do remember that.
Jimmy Kimmel. On his latest, he was talking about how terrible these protesters getting shot in Minneapolis are, and he started choking up and crying. And talking about how we got to get rid of Trump.
He was talking about it on the Kimmel show.
Yeah, during his monologue. And he started tearing up. And we're just going to have to, we're with you guys in Minneapolis. We're with you guys. And then he just rolls into a joke. Well, he didn't.
Oh, my God.
It's like, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah.
And he didn't do that. In fact, he cracked a joke about Charlie Kirk getting murdered in front of people. Mm-hmm. Like,
right.
Made
he
fun
got
of him.
Canceled.
So, like it's just like, you can't be sincere.
That's
like,
acting. Yeah.
Like, you were totally acting. But yeah. Everybody in that crowd was like, oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, how can.
Bunch of sheep.
Yeah. Yes. Exactly. And it's creating this hive mind, and it's just stupidity. And I think it's easy to cultivate when that's all you're getting is that one side.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Right? Yeah.
And that's, you know, Ben, you're right. That's why I think podcasts like ours and others play a huge, significant role in developing, if you will, or molding people's mind. I could be full of shit right now, but at least I'm making you think about it.
Mm-hmm.
At least you're questioning it. Mm-hmm. So that's why I do appreciate Jimmy Kimmel and his craziness, because it does make me stop and like, whoop. He's crying? What's going on here? Oh, he's sorry for that asshole that was trying to destabilize an operation to get a rapist off the street. He was crying for that person. Does that make sense in my brain?
You know. No.
But that's the difference is that you sit there and analyze it as opposed to just the immediate emotional reaction of, oh my God, Jimmy's crying. Like, this is so sad. Oh, I'm sad. Oh, yes, this is wrong. I can't believe they did this. And then, you know.
Playing to the women, just like we had to manipulate that guy's picture. You know, like that's what he's doing.
They even gave him broader shoulders.
He cried.
Unbelievable.
I tried to Google it. You can't find that picture, but it's on social media. Someone's Instagram account, but Google already took that down.
F-A-F-O. I mean.
Yeah, there was a couple other things in regards to this whole topic that I wanted to just kind of point out. One, in my opinion, Minneapolis, St. Paul, Minnesota in general is primed for this, has been primed for this.
Mm.
We lived there for a while.
Mm-hmm.
I've said for a long time that humans are not built to live in those kinds of conditions in terms of that much of a dense population that close to each other.
Mm.
Like, it just doesn't work. Eventually things break. That's just how it is.
Mm.
We cannot have those kinds of interactions every single day. It's too much. It's overwhelming. I had like a 40 minute drive to work, and that was on a good day. Normally it'd be about 2 hours.
Yikes.
Because there was so much traffic.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, you just want to lose your shit.
That traffic is a beast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not only that, I mean, you know, it's one of those northern states, northern area, it's cold a lot.
Yeah.
We know what seasonal depression is like around here. That's just a fact.
I just said I love the snow.
Yeah, for a little bit.
You love the snow.
Yeah, you love it for a little bit.
Yeah.
That's worse
You've got that mentality coming in. You've got the, in my opinion, the overpopulation. You've got all the things that they've put in place with this sanctuary city and all of these different ethnicities that they're bringing in masses that in many cases are not helping the...
No, it's destabilizing.
Yeah, yeah, in many ways.
Yep.
Now, I'm not saying there's not some good there, because there is. Like, I think there's some good things that we can do with those kinds of things, but there's just too much of that kind of stuff going on. Also, I mean, this isn't everybody, but we've lived in a number of different states, and in general... I use the word cold for a couple different reasons. Minnesota was cold. There was a lot of folks there that were just cold. Like, we didn't, we were not.
Like, give you the cold shoulder, like not open the door for you.
We were just not warmly welcomed.
And it wasn't that we were hated.
No.
Like, people weren't like, oh, get the hell out of here. It was just that there wasn't that.
You don't have enough time to spend that on when there's that many people, like you're saying.
Right.
I like literally pushed myself on my neighbors, like knocking doors, kids go play. And then we'd be like, it took
and the
a
people,
lot
like once you got
trying.
To once you got to know the people, they were very
good
nice
people.
Yeah. A lot of very nice people there, but all I'm saying is that the mentality was different than what we're used to here. It just wasn't immediately opening and that
Texas,
kind of thing,
where it was warm. Like,
yeah, Texas was like Tennessee. I mean, it was all
people
totally
were like
different.
Ooh, I'll be your neighbor, you know.
But
yeah,
my point is there's a lot of things going on there that this is prime for.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you take this situation and you fire up a couple of white liberal women and just get them to start losing their shit.
Mm-hmm.
And then it just spreads like wildfire.
Yeah.
And that's what's kind of been going on here. And also, even though it may not be a lot, that's all we're shown.
Yeah.
So we think that's the only thing going on up there right now.
Yeah, right, right.
But can I ask, did the daycare Somalian thing, is that what set this in motion? For not, ICE moving
no.
in? Are those two
that was,
separate?
Yeah, it's, that they're was, trying that was to separate, tie that. But it was part, it was, yeah. it's part of the overall
picture?
Illegal things that are going
Correct.
On.
Okay.
And in my opinion, like Andy, when you talk about a PSYOP, like that's kind of part of that to gain the the acceptance of the American people is like, well, Trump's sending in ICE to clean up immigration and look at what these fuckers were doing. They were taking billions of dollars from taxpayers.
I just saw a news report how George Floyd was lumped into this.
Oh, gosh.
I'm like, Jesus what? Christ. How can you... Those are two different sets of people, but just because of the same color, you're going to do that? Like, that is racist. Like, CNN, you're being very racist right now.
Yeah.
Like, and that's a whole nother issue. And that was under a whole new, different administration. But it serves the same purpose. It destabilizes. It makes us lose our faith in authority, in the police, whether it's the police that somebody's shipping in or the police that's there. Yep. And there's not a net positive for the common folk at all.
Right.
Right. What was you said, there's good from the, out of this group or that. What good came from the George Floyd riots? What good?
Yeah. No, nothing from the riots, that's for sure. And what I'm getting at is there's certain things that when we're talking about immigration, so I was saying came good from immigration, like it's good for us to help folks and to give them opportunities.
Hell yes.
And to share with them, you know, the American way of life and they can get ahead and these kinds of things. Yes. They just need to, it needs to be a two-way street, which in many cases it is a two-way street.
Of course it is. That's why they, and I'm saying they, I don't mean it in a derogatory way. That's why they're looking for a better life. That's why they're coming to America.
Right.
On many cases, they protect it more vehemently than we do.
Yeah. Right.
You know, because they've seen it. They came from chaos. Yeah. They don't want it here now.
True. Yeah. True.
Right?
Yeah.
So there's that. I'm talking about the Minneapolis side. And then we talk about kind of like the federal side and these agents coming in and what they're doing and their job and so on and so forth. They have a job to do.
Mm-hmm.
Are they going to do things wrong? 100%. Like, that's going to happen.
Yeah, they're
Something
humans.
Is going to happen. Someone's going to make a bad decision. There's going to be some kind of mistake made just on the surface.
Mm-hmm.
But take that and compile it with the protesting, the craziness.
People hitting, throwing shit. Yeah.
If we look at this dude here that got shot, okay, the initial videos are all, you know, showing what happened. And oh my gosh, this poor guy, they just gunned him down, you know, blah, blah, blah. Then a few weeks later, just within these last couple of days, we start seeing videos of where they have this guy at protests, you know, a week before, kicking taillights out of ICE vehicles.
Charging them after already being tackled by them once.
Spitting in their face, all these kinds of things. Do you think that the ICE people don't know who this guy is?
Mm-hmm.
So now they come have this interaction with him when he gets shot. They already know who the dude is.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, yep, that's Alex Pretty, that's the individual that kicked our light out a week ago.
Screaming things at him, cussing at him.
They've probably already done research on the guy.
Yep.
They probably know what his background is, all that kind of stuff. Like, this wasn't some like random interaction.
Yeah, no.
But we're made to believe it was.
Right.
That's
by
the
thing. By a nice nurse that just cared so much for his neighbors.
Yeah, I mean, it's just crazy to me. So you combine those kinds of things. Mm-hmm. And again, what do you think's going to happen?
Right.
Like we're just getting what we're asking for. I mean, it's
FAFO,
right? 100%.
Farm around.
100%.
I mean, all these guys are farming up there. They're farming hardcore up in Minneapolis right now, in St.
And you
Paul.
Find out, baby.
They are finding out. I mean, the way that I was raised. I don't know. My father was very much a softie, and I think it had a lot to do with his birth order. He was the youngest, so he's kind of the baby, kind of the softie.
Yep.
And mom had to take on the role of being the authoritarian. Like when the good cop, bad cop parenting stuff came out, you know, or came down on us, dad was always the good cop.
Yeah.
Right? But he also grew up on a farm, had to be responsible, and was in the Air Force. So he has a military background too. And I remember watching like 60 Minutes with him when I was only like 12, 11 years old.
Uh-huh.
It's funny how just little snippets stick with you.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a story of this kid, like in Minneapolis. We'll say Minneapolis for fun. Him and his buddies were running around the neighborhood, and they just got those wrist rocket. Remember those wrist rocket slingshots?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they were shooting out windows. And they snuck up to these one neighbors they didn't like, and they shot out the big picture window in the living room.
Oh, wow.
The dad came out with a handgun, and he saw the boys in their hoodies and stuff, and they're running around, and he said, stop, stop. And the kid was running this way. And like you said, it's happening fast. It's chaos. This guy didn't know what to think. He just thought they shot at his family, shot his window out while they were watching TV. He shot the kid, killed him.
Jeez.
Oh.
And mom's up there crying on 60 Minutes. And dad's like, my son died for an $80 window. We need justice.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, my God. Can you believe he shot that guy, Dad? And dad's like, he got what he was asking for.
Yeah.
There's two things can be right here. Yes. And dad said this. He did. He died for an $80 window. That's sad. And he didn't have to die.
Mm-hmm.
But he got what he was asking for.
Mm-hmm.
Farm around. Find out.
Yeah.
And it's too bad that him and his dipshit buddies ran into that.
Yeah.
But farm around.
Yeah.
Farm around, man.
100%. You're exactly right. You have to consider the potential consequences of your actions, no matter what.
Two things can be true.
Yep.
Two things can be true. Yep. And Morgan, you've said it 100 times now. We're only getting fed one side.
We are. But again, I don't see it really changing. Where it changes is within ourselves.
Yeah,
I think. And like you said, hearing the things, thinking, what else am I missing, rather than just listening to one thing? And I can be guilty of that too.
Sure.
On both sides.
Sure.
Or anything. But taking a step back and realizing, maybe I shouldn't post about this. Maybe I should wait. Maybe I shouldn't have an opinion right at the second something happens. Mm-hmm. Dig in a little bit more.
I think we are seeing a counter culture.
I agree, more than ever.
Right.
But.
And I'll go back to the podcast thing, you know, and we could even say Elon Musk buying X and keeping that private, you know, and not letting that be.
Mm-hmm.
Now that's wild. There's a lot of the P word and crazy stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're going to have freedom, that means you allow stupidity to voice its opinion too.
Mm-hmm.
But at least there, you know, you're getting all sides.
Right.
And then it's back on you to think for your goddamn self.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The last thing that I had in my notes that I wanted to touch on was protests and protests in general. I think, number one, we talk about this right to protest.
Mm-hmm.
How lucky we are as Americans. You know, it's our right. Like, other countries aren't even allowed to do this, you know.
Yeah.
And to me, my opinion, it's all a farce. Like, that is just like, yeah, you idiot. Go ahead and go stand on the side of the street and tell me, you know, just yell things and hold signs.
Yeah.
That'll make you feel better. We'll keep you at bay.
Yep.
That's what you're allowed to do.
Honk your horn if you love people in Ukraine.
That's all you're allowed to do. Mm-hmm. Okay?
Yeah.
What do you think that's accomplishing?
Nothing.
Right. So, to my point. So the people who make the rules and who have made the decisions are like, yeah,
this is great.
we're going to make you feel good about the fact that you can stand over there and say stuff, but you can't do anything about it.
Yeah.
But you can say stuff all you want all day.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not going to change anything. So you've got that with protests, all right? But the problem is that, and again, it's most of what we're being fed, what we see on the news and the videos and stuff, but these people are going way beyond that.
Oh, yeah.
That nurse was talking about get on Tinder, liberals of TikTok, get on Tinder, ask a guy if he's an ICE agent or a DHS agent. A lot of them will tell you yes, so you know you can go on a date with them, and then poison them. She was saying to poison their drinks with a laxative or something that would make them sick. Like, what?
When I was listening, when
was
I was
this
listening,
the nurse?
Yeah.
She got fired.
Yeah, she did.
When I was listening to this story yesterday on the talk radio, they were interviewing all these people from Minnesota, and a couple of them were this stereotypical white liberal woman that apparently also has absolutely nothing to do during the day,
right?
Because she's committed her whole effing life to protesting, and to trying to help illegals.
Mm-hmm.
So they're interviewing this lady, and she's like, I have to be careful about the things that I say. Like, the interviewer was asking her about, like, some organization that they're, like, bringing food to people's houses that can't leave their houses, right? Mm. Or they don't want to leave their houses because they're afraid they're going to get busted for something.
Right.
She's like, oh, I have to be careful what I say. Let me think, you know, so she says this and that. And I'm thinking to myself, why do you have to be careful? Are you doing something illegal?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's wrong?
Because if you're acting in a legal fashion, you got nothing to worry about.
Yeah. I thought you were proud of what you're doing.
Yeah.
Why are you hiding it?
Yeah. None of it adds up. But again, back to the protests. I mean, I just got to say, and everybody knows it. I'm not saying anything that anybody doesn't already think or see, the 80%, but back to the farm around and find out.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to protest like that, if you want to spit on agents, if you want to kick things, if you want to throw stuff, if you want to stand in front of vehicles,
make threatening statements and charge at him with your handgun showing.
I mean, what do you think is going to happen?
Mm.
I mean, this just seems like basic 101, like basic info. Like, come on.
I saw a thing where, like those ladies you were talking about, they have to dig in and defend where they're at. Otherwise, they have to develop this huge amount of humility and admit they were wrong.
Yeah.
And that's where, I don't know, I've been humbled a lot in my life. And I think a lot of it has to come from sports, where I was never the tallest, I was never the fastest, so you get fed your medicine quick.
Mm-hmm.
Especially in my situation, I was an underclassman, I got thrown into varsity minutes. I understood real early on that I wasn't the top of the totem pole. Mm-hmm. I was not top of the food chain. So I was like force-fed humility, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And just, you know, once again, it's unfair. What a great family structure I got to grow up with, you know. But I think a lot of these protesters are people that, like you said, Ben, they have nothing better to do. They're fed only one side, and they're not. And they not only they don't want to see the other side, because that's going to attack their personality. That's going to attack what they stood for, mm-hmm. and it's just too embarrassing. They would have to face, like you said, the consequences.
Yeah,
and they don't want to do that. And it's so much easier to just stay in your bubble, watch whatever program you've been watching, and just feel good about. They're going to reinforce your feelings. They're going to tell you you're right.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to tell you to, oh, the scanner said run down to 24th and Lake, protest, because they're there trying to, you know, get rid of a nurse, a really good guy trying to help. And, you know, like, so.
I mean, what's so wrong with changing or admitting wrongdoing? Like, most people have an issue with that, though, to your point. But, like, come on. At what point do you want to just keep going down one way?
Yeah. It's the ego.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right? Ego plays into
the ego is
so much.
Is a bad thing.
And that's why I don't want to come across as like I'm talking down to people. Like, I don't have any empathy. I do. Like, that's why I opened up this conversation with, it's sad that there was a loss of life.
Yeah.
A couple of times now, because none of it's worth it. And that's another thing, like, man, value your life more than that.
You know what it shows me is that, like, if we're talking about this particular lady that I was just talking about on the radio that didn't want to, you know, disclose the thing that she's got going on, what it shows me is that it's sad because she has apparently no purpose in life.
Ooh.
And she's made this her purpose. She's made this her mission. She's made this her identity.
Yeah.
Of like, no, I'm seeing this thing through the end. This is what I'm supposed to do. This is what I'm here to do.
Right.
And once someone gets that in their mind, it's like
hard to stop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course. It's so much more comforting to just know that you're on the right side.
Yeah.
You know?
Or at least to think you are.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. That's kind of our take on the whole thing, man. It's
wild.
It's wild. It's wild for sure. It's obviously, so much of it we don't agree with. We are just calling bullshit on a lot of what we're seeing.
Yeah.
You know, I think we do agree that, you know, if we're just talking about immigration in general, that there is absolutely a place for that.
Of course.
Some of the best people I've met in my life were immigrants, and have gone through the process and done all the hard work and, you know, played by the rules. you know, there's a place for it. Mm-hmm. There's 100% a place for it.
It's what we're founded on. I'm not even trying to.
Right.
Yeah.
You know. Right.
Yeah.
But what's going on up there in Minnesota and the stance that these people are taking, at least the parts that we're being fed, it's dumb. It's not right.
Hive mind.
I also want to say that I also believe that some of Trump's tactics are a little extreme. You know, and I touched on that in the beginning of, you know, coming into these cities and taking over cities and the types of things that we're doing. We don't have time, and I don't even really want to get into a bunch of like little details or whatever, but I want people to understand that I don't think that both sides are 100% right. Mm-hmm. And that's usually the case.
Of course. Of course that's the case.
Yeah. You can't agree with everything.
Takes critical thinking, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Wait, what? And you're not also, just going to believe everything from that, one side?
Well, and that also means that, let's take Fox News. That means that Fox News is going to have to tell me some news that I don't want to hear.
Yeah.
That I don't agree with.
Yes.
And then I'm not going to click. I'm less likely to click on them. I'm less likely to tune in. So it puts them at odds there, doesn't it?
It goes back to like the thing I've always said, and I tell Morgan this all the time, is like, what's the motivation behind what you're doing? Like, what is your intent? Mm-hmm. Not what are you actually doing, but what is your intent?
Yeah.
So you talk about Fox News just as a quick example. What is your intent in saying the same thing over and over? Your intent is to get eyes.
Right.
And to get people stuck to your outlet so that they keep watching, so that you can make money. That's your intent. Your intent is not to give us the truth.
Right.
And give us a clear picture.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And that's what I was getting at. And to get eyes, well, the intention behind that is, now I can go to Ford Motor Company and say, like, that commercial actually cost $200, not $150.
Right.
Because look
right.
at the number of eyeballs.
Right. Exactly.
This ad is worth more now.
Yep.
So, like,
yeah.
It's a weird wheel, and I think it's fine as long as you understand what's going on.
Yeah.
And right? you can apply that mentality to a lot of things. You know, if we take this individual who just got shot, like, what was his intent? Mm. What was he trying to accomplish? What was his end goal? Why was he doing the things he was doing? Why was he kicking out taillights? Why was he spitting on agents? You know, what is his intent? And once you find that out, then you have your answers, you know.
Yeah.
Then you know how to react.
Yeah.
But anyway, hopefully it simmers down. Who knows what's going to happen over the next week or two or months or...
Yeah, three more knows? People might have got shot by the time we started recording. I don't know.
Who knows what the next city is that's going to be falling to this kind of stuff. But I would guess that there's probably going to be more, so we'll be watching.
Yeah. You but keep we'll looking at your watch. Is the barn owl going off?
No, the ring camera is because the dogs are standing at the door.
Oh, okay. Well, we should probably
The dogs are tired of the snow, too.
Barn owl anyways, then.
I don't know if we've talked about barn owl yet this year. Barnowl.tech, if you're looking for cameras for your property, wireless cameras. They've got a bunch of new stuff out this year. Really cool devices. We've got ours up, cellular connected, solar powered. We never have to put batteries in them because we get enough sun. It just keeps them running all day. I monitor traffic in and out of our property out here. We monitor wildlife. You can watch your herd. You can.
We were sitting at a basketball game and his barn owl went off and he's like, "Ooh, there's a nice deer down there." I'm like, "Don't tell me that now." No, but it's fun to hear. Yeah. Wherever you're at. So.
Morgan, I'm planning a turkey hunting trip with you and Ashley. We're going to dress you guys up in camo. I'm going to bring them out here.
That'll be fun.
I got a pretty good idea of where all these toms are at and the path that they're on.
Okay.
It's going to take a couple days, but you and Ashley are going to come away with a couple big old tom turkeys.
When is this going to happen?
First thing this spring. Okay. So here in a couple months. And my request is that you guys are going to make a turkey pot pie for us to eat.
Oh, that's easy. Done.
Sounds good.
So I do that already.
That's my payoff.
Like, okay.
I love to go out there and call in turkeys and go hunting and that stuff, but you want to talk about motivation.
Right.
Yeah. Motivation intent right there.
I know what your intent is.
Yeah. Oh, he just wants a good turkey pot pie.
Oh, that's funny. All right.
So anyway, if you're looking for those cameras, go to barnowl.tech. Use code FARMFOCUSED, FOCUSED, one word. You get another 10% off of what already... good deals are on there.
Score.
Yes.
All right.
All right.
Anything else?
No.
That's a lot.
Peace out.
It is a lot. All right, we're going to shut it down.
Later.
See you.